to New Plymouth, where warnings are being sounded that the move to throw the district open to Freedom Campus could have dire consequences for tourism. In a surprise move last night, the council moved to scrap an existing ban on Freedom camping and vehicles without toilets and tossed out proposed limits on the number of motorhomes at sensitive sites. Here's our Taranaki Whanganui reporter, Robin Martin.
Peter Crawford, who leases the Fitzroy Beach and Belt Road motor camps from the New Plymouth District Council, is horrified it's thrown out the welcome mat to Freedom campers. He's worried about the impact of the open door policy.
My bigger fear is long term. Once our country and sort of our region has been laid out and explored and overrun, sort of used and disposed of, longer term, will people want to come back and will the residents want them back?
Mr. Crawford says this approach attracts the wrong type of tourist and risks a public backlash similar to that experienced in the South Island.
Eventually our residents will say, enough's enough, let's close up. Some councillors believe we should be open for business. Well, we already are. If they want to expose us, then I think that's a problem, because eventually our residents will say, no, we're no longer open for business. We don't want new people coming.
Bernard was trimming his hedge in Kawerua, an area popular with Freedom campers. A 5-vehicle limit had been proposed for the reserve, but now it will be open to everyone all year long. Bernard's not thrilled.
You see all sorts of things. Like, I mean, there are toilets there and showers there, but then it gets abused and you find lots and lots of rubbish around the place. There's a black rubbish bag in the middle of one of the Buddha cars, and it got camper rubbish in it.
Surfers are also baffled that the popular Waiwakaiho River mouth has no restrictions. The president of the New Plymouth Surf Riders Club, Daisy Day, says access is already difficult.
Can you describe what it gets like at Wisey's from time to time?
Pretty chocker. And it's not just... there's very few surfers. It seems to just be the people who know that they can use that area for car parking, and it's very, very congested. So we're all fighting for car parks now.
Warren and Jean Davis from Tauranga endured a sleepless night in their caravan at Waiwakaiho, and they won't be going back.
Yeah, we believe the council have definitely made the wrong decision. There was a car next door to ours last night. They were obviously smoking dope, because I could smell it really sweet. I had a headache. Didn't get to sleep till gone 4 o'clock. So, sorry, it's wrong.
Councillor Sean Bezick, who drafted the new Freedom Camping bylaw, says it's about preserving the Kiwi lifestyle for everyone.
It's also for our local people, that if they want to go down and sleep in their vehicle and catch a surf or a fish the following morning or white bait or whatever, they can do that. So it's not making what they're doing illegal, which we've done for many years anyway.
Down at the beach, French Freedom camper Shirley Severin is happy about the move.
That's very good, because we don't have a self-contained, so we always look for park, and it's not very easy to sleep everywhere, so... yeah, that's a good news for us travellers, because New Zealand is very expensive, so...
But Britain, Adam Heeson, understands why people might want to ban Freedom campers.
To be honest, people are taking advantage of the situation over here a lot. I mean, we see campers all the time without kind of not looking after the environment, so people that are non-self-contained just pouring stuff into the bushes and all sorts, and I can see why laws need to be introduced with it, really.
The new bylaw only permits 3-day stays and includes restrictions at 3 busy beaches during the peak season, which can now be enforced through fines. It will be reviewed early in the new year. Inamutu, Motihotaka o te Ahihahi, ko Robin Martin aho.